He's a big rock star. His new CD, I don't have it here, Red Voodoo, will be in stores this January. His club is Cabo Wabo, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. Sammy, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
How are you doing, sir?
Okay. State Attorney General there says that anyone who is dating in an office has to notify their superior, the big boss. In other words, if you want to go out with Carol from accounting or whatever, you have to notify because they've been sued so many times for sexual harassment. Now, this strikes me as communism. Well, it seems like what...
It's not anybody's business. If somebody wants to date someone, I think whether it's in a workplace or any place, that's totally crazy. Unless, you know, it's a father or something runs the thing.
Right. I mean
the father's the boss, and you gotta ask the father, right, is it okay to date your daughter? You know, if it's a family business, that's...
Right.
It's Orwellian.
It's Orwellian. Yes, it is.
It is the beginning of a police state in some ways. And if it wasn't for dating subordinates for 8 years, the first 8 years of Spin Magazine, I wouldn't have had a social life. You know, when you're the editor, when you're the boss, they're all subordinates.
Right.
But you told yourself you were dating them, right?
Absolutely.
But you got into it. But you had a nasty suit, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is also part of this sort of total hilarity.
How do you get a sexual harassment suit when everyone's naked for work anyway?
Well,
no.